Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Today in our study of the book of Ephesians, we arrive at a passage that allows me to talk about one of my favorite topics, that is the church. I'm a big-time church fan. I don't mean I'm a big-time fan of going to a church, to something we call a church. Some of those I can't stand to go to, not because of people aren't precious or not because the people aren't trying to follow the Spirit, but because there's so much religion and formality and choking out life and putting requirements on people that I don't get so much out of some of those. But I love the Church of Jesus Christ. I think she's the best idea that the kingdom has produced. I think that the church founded on Christ, made up of bodies of believers, not individual little buildings on street corners, but I love the church. You may love your church. I'm not saying that facetiously, but I see bumper stickers all the time, t-shirts, I love my church, and then there'll be their name of their church. Fine, I love the church. I haven't found that I love one more than the other, but I love the body of Christ. At the end of the first chapter of Ephesians, Paul says that God put everything under Jesus' feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. That tells me that the church represents the fullness of God. Whatever you're going to find about God is going to be manifested in his church, of whom Christ is the head. Okay? Now, keeping that in mind, that's at the end of Ephesians 1. We now graduate to the end of Ephesians 3, where Paul has been revealing the mystery and giving the purpose of the mystery and the appreciation of the mystery, and is now praying for the Ephesian people to comprehend the love of God. And he says to them that he wants them to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, so that they may be filled with all the fullness of God. The fullness of God in Ephesians 1 is represented in the church. So to be filled with the fullness of God in Ephesians 3, and it be within the context of knowing how much you are loved, tells me that the love you experience from Christ is going to be a reciprocated love between you and the other members of the body. And when you do that, you will experience the fullness of God. So there's no way for you to fully comprehend God's love for you, his height, width, depth, and length, without pouring that love back out into people. You may say, well, I just want to experience the love of God. You know, I don't care whether I'm in a church. I don't care whether I ever see another person. I just want to know the love of God. And you can know how much he loves you, but you can never really experience his fullness without experiencing his body. You were made for a community of believers. This is not a pro go to church this Sunday DDP. This is a allow the body of believers that God puts you around to have a significant voice in your life and allow yourself to have a significant voice in their lives, because only in that capacity do we really understand the fullness of God, without which we become an island and we become isolated. And the longer that you are an island in Christ, and the longer that you are isolated, the more that you want to be isolated. We become like the Gadarene demoniac who wandered among the tombs, but whenever he was delivered, Jesus said, "Now go back to your family." It tells me he had left his community, and leaving his community caused him unbelievable problems. I'm not trying to insinuate that if you leave the church community, you're demon-possessed, but you get the metaphor. And so there is something to be said. I'm not saying go find a Sunday service, but be ready for the door of fellowship and communion to open and then go through it, because in that, you'll see something about the height, depth, width, and love of God you never knew. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.